Exposure.
Pulse 95 live from Exposure at the Expo Center Sharjah.
Live right here at Pulse 95 at the Sharjah Expo Center. Everything about the 8th edition of Exposure, if you're tuning in right now with me and Omnia Saleh. And what's really great about this program is we give you guys a glimpse of what you can expect from this photograph festival, from exhibitions to workshops to seminars. But the best part are industry experts, are the storytellers, the world-class photographers that come here exclusively to Exposure. And here with us, let's welcome the iconic Eric Miola, a trailblazing photographer celebrated for his visionary use of color, a Syracuse University graduate, like my mother, and an advertising photographer of the year in 1986. Eric's career spans over five decades, capturing timeless moments like Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run cover, and recently even honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Professional Photographers of America, acknowledging his passion, service, and vivid celebration of color in the photographic industry that continues to captivate the audiences globally. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Great to be here. Thank you.
It's an absolute honor. I got a chance to see your exhibition titled "The Bending of Bending Lights: The Moods of Colors." It's actually right around the corner here. And I'll be honest, there are times where I'm sitting much longer than I expected, just mesmerized by some of the imagery that's there.
Well, thank you.
And your work speaks volumes about the level of craftsmanship and the experience that it takes to capture some of that phenomenal imagery, which is why I wanted to ask you about your journey into studying colors and how that's helped you become the photographer that you are today.
Well, I worked with a photographer named Pete Turner, and I studied with him for a couple of years, and he always used very intense colors. And, it's something that develops over time. I've always been attracted to color ever since I was a child, working with crayons and finger painting and whatever. And it's something that develops, you hone your craft over time, whether it's black and white or color.
Indeed. And being that you're even named as the true color innovator, quite the accolade, could you share about how your approach in using colors in your photos and what really makes them stand out?
Each image is different. Sometimes it's one color, sometimes it's many colors. A lot of times it has to do with luck. You walk a lot. You might be in India walking down a street and turn the corner and suddenly there's a scene there that is fantastic because it's very colorful, but it needs something in it. And so you stand there and you wait there. You might wait 2 or 3 hours until someone walks by and completes the photograph. Other times it might just be the light. It might just be golden light at sunset on, say, the Empire State Building in New York. It is very different for each and every subject.
Fascinating.
Fascinating, absolutely. With your latest achievement, winning Advertising Photographer of the Year back in 1986, it is a huge achievement, and a lot of people dream of winning that title. How did that specific recognition impact your career?
My career started in advertising because literally I wanted to make money. And there was more money in advertising than there was in editorial work. So I studied that from the perspective of advertising and studying, the ads that were out in those days and trying to come out with self-promotion pieces that were very unusual. So I spent a lot of time and a lot of money on designing self-promotion pieces that showed my best work and very unusual work. For instance, I had, recently gotten married.
And congratulations.
I gave my wife a new diamond and emerald ring. And one day I got the idea to put it on a fluorescent sort of green background that accented the emerald. And I found a green lizard. And I asked my wife if I could borrow the ring. And, you know, set up an 8x10 camera, which is shoots film that was 8 inches by 10 inches, very extremely detailed. I put a long bellows on the camera. It was 9 feet. So from the lens to the camera, there was a separation of 9 feet. That allowed me to shoot this tiny little lizard in super high resolution, which was extremely unusual in those days. And the photograph was absolutely incredible, and it really put me on the map when I sent out that promotion piece. So, you know, when you work at promoting yourself, that's a big part of, you know, getting an award like that.
True.
I love how your mind works, the way you want to capture things. You take things that are very mundane and ordinary, but you give it a almost like an abstract and surreal look and feel to it. And one thing I want to ask is, you've taught at various institutions, and I'm sure your approach, that you know, of color, of vibrancy, how do you go about sharing that kind of knowledge to the next generation of photographers out there?
You know, they learn when they're with you. So I would have, you know, a different assistant every couple of years. And we would have lots and lots of assignments. And they learn through helping me literally on the road, in the studio. You know, they see what I'm doing. They see my thinking. They see the whole process. So it rubs off over time.
Which is why I actually urge our dear listeners to check out your talk session at Stage X, happening on the 3rd of March, titled Bending Lights, The Mood and the Moods of Color. You talk a little bit about your journey, but you also talk about your photographic styles, and maybe people can learn a thing or two from what we call 4 decades worth of experience. As we say in Arabic, mashallah. It's a nice way of just saying, you know, if God wills it. And it's almost like this has been your calling, your fate in a sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. Eric, I wanted to ask, out of all the photographs that you've captured over all these years, which one is the most memorable one and the one that carries the most memories for you?
You know, it varies. You know, 1 year it might be one photograph, and then, you know, a year later I make it another photograph. It really has to do with the stories behind the photographs. And you know, this old cliche, a photograph is worth a thousand words. In this new book, each photograph is on one page, and then there's a long description of the process of taking that photograph. Something that happened, an accident, for instance. There's one of the photographs is of a helicopter in Dallas, and all the buildings were lit up in different colors, and the engine failed in the helicopter. And we did what's called auto rotating down. So that's a favorite photograph because I remember, you know, being scareder than, you know, you can imagine. There's a photograph that's not in the exhibit, but is in the book, of a Cadillac that was stuck in these brand new red garages. The sky was blue. The doors were
the
bright red.
The colors.
Yeah, and it was literally a red, white, and blue photograph. And I put that out as a promotion piece, and the photograph ended up being requested by the George Eastman Museum in its permanent collection. So that was an incredible honor, and I'll always remember, you know, the day that we got the idea to put that Cadillac in the garages. I was doing a campaign for a moving company, and we were out in California, and I said to the assistant, we got to find a Cadillac, you know, because I think that would look amazing in there. And it had nothing to do with the shoot that we were doing, but
it just came, that
it
inspiration.
Yeah, it comes to you, you know, and you always look back on it and wonder, what the hell was I thinking, you know?
But it's always those moments that actually end up making you one of the best.
We want to learn more about Eric's, you know, stories behind the shooting. He's actually holding a book signing later today around 6 p.m. You can meet him in person, grab one of his books, and learn more about his lifetime's achievements. And like you said, every picture with the description behind it, the process, that painstaking process behind every beautiful image. And I would say one more question before we wrap it up here. Looking back on your career, what advice would you give to your younger self and those who are now starting out in photography?
Don't wait, meaning don't wait for the assignment to come in, because when you're first starting out, it will come in, but it takes time. And rather than just wait for that to happen, you should be out photographing. You should be thinking of ideas and things to shoot that will help you in your career. You know, you have to build a portfolio, so don't wait for success to come to you.
You go to it.
Go find it.
Very well said. Eric Miola, an absolute pleasure having you here, and thank you for coming to the 8th edition of Exposure. Again, check out his talk session happening at Stage X on the 3rd of March at 5 p.m., but also his book signing today at 6 p.m. To also grab a few of his publications as well. Again, thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
We're going to take a short break. Coming up next, we're going to be doing a bit of a highlight of the daily agenda for Exposure. So be sure to stay tuned and locked only here to Pulse 95.